I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. A recount in the Atlanta mayoral election runoff has confirmed Keisha Lance Bottoms' win over Mary Norwood. Election officials in DeKalb and Fulton held the recount yesterday. Bottoms remains over 800 votes ahead of Norwood. After the results were confirmed, Norwood told CBS 46 that she may pursue legal action because voters in one neighborhood shouldn't have been able to participate in the race.
The residents of Loch Lomond, a newly annexed part of the city, that annexation was declared null and void by the Georgia Supreme Court on the 5th of December. Now, those residents didn't know, so they went and voted.
In response, Bottoms says she is moving forward with her transition as Atlanta's next mayor. Kennesaw State University President Sam Owens has announced he'll step down next year. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The Board of Regents announced Owens will resign February 15, 2018. The former state attorney general has held the position since November 2016. He's faced heavy criticism from students, faculty, and alumni throughout his tenure. Most recently, he came under fire for his handling of national anthem protests by black cheerleaders during football games. Current Provost Ken Harmon will serve as interim president until the national search is completed. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
In just 2 weeks, UGA will face Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl for a chance to play in the NCAA National Championship. But another Georgia school just north of Atlanta will play for a national title tomorrow, the Eagles of Reinhardt University. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the team is motivated by more than just football.
Reinhardt University in Waleska, Georgia, has only had a football team for 5 years now, but they've already created some memorable moments.
Hall slipped, but Jermaine King gets in. Touchdown, Reinhardt. They win. They advance to Daytona Beach. The Eagles have triumphed.
With that double overtime win against Southern Oregon, the Eagles earned a trip to Daytona to play in the championship game of the NAIA, an association of smaller schools compared to the NCAA. Reinhardt is enjoying a perfect 12-0 season under new coach James Miller, but the year started with a tragedy. Former UGA player and Reinhardt defensive line coach Quentin Moses died in February while fighting a house fire. Miller says that loss galvanized his team.
He just helped these kids so much, and he's meant so much to us this season. We've dedicated this whole season to him, and it's a big deal, him being in our thoughts and prayers every single day.
Tomorrow, Reinhardt will try to complete its dream season against the University of St. Francis, the team that beat them in the playoffs last year. The championship game will be streamed live on ESPN3. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
In sports, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Detroit Pistons last night, 105-91. The NBA worst Hawks are currently on a three-game losing streak. Atlanta travels to Memphis to play the Grizzlies tonight. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.